Hello, and welcome to this episode of Global Here and Now, a podcast where the Poole College of Management Global Programs team showcases a variety of unique ways to engage globally. I'm your host, Kelsey Oberbreckling, and today we're going to highlight the ways that transfer students have experienced international business. Now, let's go global. Each year, the Poole College of Management welcomes nearly 1,200 new students. Some of these students have just graduated from high school and are starting their first year at NC State. However, many of these new students to Poole are transfer students, with 300 transferring from a community college or other university, and 400 coming from another major on NC State's campus. If you've done the mental math, over half of all new students at Poole are transfer students. With their previous work or military experience and different academic backgrounds, transfer students bring new perspectives to Poole, which we love. Because transfer students are in Poole for a shorter period of time, maybe only a year or just a few semesters, there can be this false idea that transfer students cannot participate or do not have time to get involved with student organizations, career services, and internships and study abroad programs. But this is simply not the case. Transfer students thrive in Poole, getting involved as leaders in clubs, obtaining internships, and yes, even studying abroad. Today, we're going to hear from two transfer students who have maximized their time in Poole, which included a study abroad experience. Our first guest is Tristan Whaley, a senior who came to Poole as an external transfer student. Tristan is majoring in business administration with a concentration in marketing. In the spring of 2020, Tristan studied abroad at Universidad Pontificia Comillas in Madrid, Spain. Though COVID unfortunately cut his time abroad short, Tristan still had a great experience. Thanks for joining us today, Tristan, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, go ahead. Let's get started by telling me a little bit about why and how you chose to study abroad at Comillas.
So when I came to NC State, I had to do the transfer program for my orientation. And one of the programs that they mentioned was the studying abroad program. And I talked to Ms. Frost, and she said just to come into her office if I had any more questions about studying abroad. So I went there, and we just went over to what I needed to get done for my degree. And she said that, you know, the Comillas University in Spain would be the perfect fit for me because it's a business school and it covers all the business program classes that I would need to complete my general education.
What were the biggest factors you thought about when choosing when and where to study abroad?
So I've always wanted to study abroad and always wanted to go to Europe. So when the biggest factors for me was, of course, location, and with the university in Spain having the being the business school, I thought this is perfect because it's in Europe, it's a business school, I will be able to complete my business degree and not be struggling with coming back and be like, oh, I didn't complete this class because I didn't go to a business school while abroad. So I think that was the biggest factor, was making sure I was able to complete my degree while abroad so I wasn't wasting any precious time.
That is so true. And we don't want you to. We want to make sure that you are making track of your degree. And with transfer students who are with us for a little bit shorter of amount of time, we need to make the most of it. And you clearly did that. Can you tell me what tools and resources you found most useful when you were planning to study abroad?
Yes. So the most useful tool was the studying abroad seminar that they have right before you go abroad. And I loved it. It was amazing. Because for about 2 hours, you got to go to different rooms, and the study abroad office had instructors there that would teach you about getting your visa, or, you know, how to travel, you know, different currencies, how all that stuff kind of works. And it was just really eye-opening, and it really helped to really learn about how, oh, this is, you know, it was like a big thing, but it also got you super excited to where you're about to go. And the best part was at the end, you go into a room with all the other students that you're going to be studying abroad with. So for me, Spain, and we got to learn about Spain and the university, and it just got you really pumped and excited while you were learning. So it was great.
Yeah, I am so glad that you found that to be so helpful, because everything that you said it did for you, that's what it's supposed to do. And that part where you get to meet the other students who are studying abroad at Comillas is great. It's a really popular choice for pool students. So there's a good chance that if you're studying abroad in Spain, there'll be another pool student that's also going. And you kind of right. have that built-in community when you get started over there. So I would love for you to talk a little bit more about classes. I know you talked about taking those business courses while you were there, but how were classes in Spain different than the classes you take here at NC State?
So they were a lot smaller, which was really nice because you felt you got the one-on-one, you know, time with the professor there. Because, you know, here a lot of the classes are 300 plus students in one classroom. So, you know, it's pretty intimidating, but there it was a lot smaller size. It was, in terms of like lecturing, it was the same. You know, the professor would come in, you would learn about the subject and you would take your notes, and that was that. But I had this in particular class, negotiation techniques, there, which was awesome. That was a lot different because he put us in negotiation like scenarios, and we learned about different things. That was like one of my favorite classes. But in terms of just how different they were just smaller and a little bit longer as well. They were 2 hours.
I would love to talk more about the fun parts of your study abroad experience. Can you share some of your favorite memories from living in Madrid?
So my favorite parts about living in Madrid was, of course, the transportation system that they have there. You know, the buses and how the metro worked, with getting able to get to point A to point B was so easy. The whole traveling's incredible. It was so easy to get around. The way that the university had these trips set up for us was also awesome. We would go on these weekend trips like every other weekend. So we'd go to smaller cities like Cordoba or Toledo, and it was for the whole day, and they had it set up for us. So that was also amazing. They also had weekend nights set up for us too, for going out to clubs. So I've never had an experience like that, being in a club till 4 o'clock in the morning, just partying it up. But I mean, that was awesome because they had that set up for us. I mean, we were basically VIPs in clubs there in Madrid, which was insane. Also, the grocery stores there were also my favorite parts, just how easy it was to and cheap it was to get your groceries for the week. I mean, I could go into a grocery store and spend 20 euros and have groceries for 2 to 3 weeks. It was amazing.
Yeah, so many different parts that you touched on here. I appreciate how the university had those academic programs or weekend trips set up for you, but also had some fun interspersed in there. And you're right about the transportation system and the groceries. Like, that's part of living in a big city. Madrid is a big city. What advice would you give someone, particularly a transfer student who is unsure of where to start and just starting to think about studying abroad?
So I would, my biggest thing would just do it. I mean, you just never, I mean, especially, I hate to bring up, you know, the coronavirus pandemic, but I mean, you just don't know if your time's going to be caught up or not, like how ours was. So I would say just do it. Just find a location that interests you, but also work really hard to find the program that is right for you too, so you don't waste a semester. That's my big advice, just do it. I mean, I've never traveled. That was my first time being outside of the country, and I was alone. I've always traveled with my family, so I was by myself. I had roommates that I never met before, so that was also something that helped me grow, and it was a different experience. So that's my biggest advice, is just do it. You never know when something like this can come up again in your lifetime.
That's great advice. I will repeat it one more time for everyone to hear. Just do it. Just study abroad. It is so possible. You just got to make that step to do it. So Tristan, I know that your graduation is coming up and you've got plans already for after graduation that might include some more international experiences. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, of course. So I was actually accepted into University of Wilmington's graduate program, and I'll be doing international marketing, and I will be spending 6 months in Valencia, Spain, studying there, part of the program. I'm super pumped to be going back to Spain. I couldn't be more happy about that.
That is wonderful. Well, congrats on your graduation and your acceptance to grad school, and what better place to do international marketing than internationally, right?
Yes, exactly. I'm so happy.
Thank you so much, Tristan, for joining us today. We really appreciated you coming.
Again, thank you for having me on.
Our next guest is Justin Mason, a senior who came to Poole from the College of Engineering at NC State, a process known as CODA, or Change of Degree Audit. Justin is majoring in business administration with a concentration in operations and supply chain management. In the spring of 2020, Justin studied abroad at University College Cork in Cork, Ireland. Though COVID unfortunately cut his time abroad short, Justin still had a great experience. Thanks for joining us today, Justin, and welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yes, let's get started. Tell me a little bit about why and how you chose to study abroad at University College Cork.
Yeah. So I think I decided I wanted to study abroad because I think Poole does a good job placing an emphasis in that the world is becoming more interconnected, and it's important for business students to understand how to work with people from other countries, other cultures, that kind of thing. So I definitely knew I wanted to study abroad once I joined the Poole College of Management. I think I chose University College Cork because Ireland itself is a country I've always had a big fascination with, and I wanted to go to a country that was more English speaking, so I didn't have to worry about the language barrier. So I think all that together kind of is why I decided to pick Ireland and thus University College Cork.
Yes, Ireland is a country that fascinates me too. I'm glad you got the chance to go. What were some of the biggest factors you thought about when choosing to study abroad? I know you mentioned the English speaking, but what else kind of went into your search process?
Yeah, I think the one of the biggest factors for me personally and why I ended up going to Cork versus some of the other study abroad programs was the dates. So I wanted to take part in a program that kind of lines up with the academic calendar here in the States so that I could come back and potentially work an internship the next summer. However, as you mentioned, because of the pandemic, that didn't really work out the way I wanted to, but actually ended up being a blessing in disguise. But because since I got to go so early in January, I was there for about 3 months before I got sent home. So if I'd done another program, I might not have been there as long. So I was definitely glad I got to go a little bit earlier.
Yeah, definitely. Good on you for like seeing the positive in that not really great situation in the end, but I'm glad it started off really well and you had 3 great months in Ireland. What tools or resources did you find most useful when you were planning to study abroad?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the resource that I used the most and was definitely the most helpful was the global office within the Poole College of Management. Ms. Frost and her team did a really great job helping me put together everything I needed to go in order to study abroad successfully. She did a good job helping me figure out what classes I needed to take to stay on course in order to graduate in 4 years, helped me figure out my housing arrangement, how I could afford it. Pretty much anything I had, any questions I had for the abroad process, I brought to Ms. Frost, and she did a great job helping me get to Ireland and get back safely. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear that. As a member of the global team myself, I am really proud of like how we can help students. And you're right, like with any question you might have, whether it be about how to book an international flight or how to afford it or what life is going to be like in classes, like the global team in Poole College is definitely a resource. And we're really lucky at Poole College Management to have kind of an in-house global team that is just for Poole students to access. So I'm really glad that you took advantage of us in the best way and that we were able to assist you. So you mentioned a little bit about classes, but I was hoping you could tell me more. What type of classes did you take abroad and how are they different than the classes that you take here at NC State?
Yeah. So I think I took kind of 2 different types of classes at University College Cork. That was kind of my plan going into it. I wanted to take a few business classes, again, kind of get that international business piece, learn how business is conducted in Europe and other countries around the world. So I took an accounting class, an entrepreneurship class, and a supply chain class in Ireland, to again, kind of get that business piece of what it's like in Europe. But I also took a few geography classes and history classes, specifically with Ireland. I think one of my favorite classes actually was a traveling class. So we met every day in a different part of the city of Cork in Ireland. And we just got to walk around the city, learn about its history, learn about its geography and the impact Cork has had on Ireland and on Europe. So it was a really, really fun class. And I think I got to know a lot about Cork City as a whole through that class. So, yeah.
That is so cool. I want to take that class. Yeah. So did you ever meet in the classroom, or was it always that you met somewhere in the city?
Yeah, the first class we met in the classroom, and the second class, the last class we had in person, we met in the classroom as well before we got sent home. But every other class, we met a different part of the city, and it was really, really cool. I'd be able to see Cork and get to know its history pretty intimately. So yeah, that was a fun class for sure.
That's great. It sounds like it really like facilitated like learning in that city, but also life in that city. So that's great. I want to take that class. I'll sign up. So tell me about some of your favorite memories from living in Cork.
Oh man. Yeah, I've got quite a few. Cork is just such a great city and people are so friendly. The university was such a great university. They did a good job helping students get acclimated. I think maybe one of my favorite memories is the trip we took up to the Cliffs of Moher. So there's actually a student organization at University College Cork that's whole dedication is helping international students who are studying abroad get to know Cork and Ireland. So they took us on a bunch of different field trips around the country, and we got to go up to the Cliffs of Moher on a really beautiful day. They're so gorgeous. It was really, really cool memory. So yeah, I think that's probably my favorite memory from Cork.
That is wonderful. I have heard so many great stories from students about going to the cliffs. And while I've been to Ireland, I have not been to the cliffs. And clearly I need to go back to see that part of Ireland. But I'm glad that you got to experience it. And also really cool that the school had a, you know, club that was meant to acclimate international students. I'm glad that you were acclimated by them.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun for sure.
Can you tell me a little bit about some of the lessons you learned abroad and how you grew as a person?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the biggest lesson, the biggest takeaway I took from my experience was, honestly, people in other countries are just like us. Sure, they've got different cultural things and different life things, but when it comes down to it, we're all human beings, and they're all very welcoming in Cork. And it was a lot of fun being able to see how different people live, but also seeing the similarities to what it's like back in the States. So. As far as how I grew, I think just having to go through the whole process of getting myself from the United States to Ireland, getting my housing taken care of, making sure I'm taking the right classes, having to cook over there and learn new foods and learn how to live in a city by myself. I definitely grew a lot in those 3 months there, but luckily I had a great group of friends, great group of students from NC State who I was there kind of growing with, and we're still a great friends today. We still hang out a lot today, so. Yeah, I think it was a really great experience. Cannot say enough about it.
I'm so glad to hear that. That is awesome. And I guess to kind of wrap up this interview, could you tell us what advice you would give to someone, particularly a transfer student who is unsure of where to start or just starting to think about study abroad? What would you say to them?
I think I would say to them that you can definitely do it if you put your mind to it. It's not even that hard, to be honest. If you reach out to the global team within Poole, they do a great job helping you check all the boxes you need to study abroad. And I would definitely recommend you take the leap and give it a shot. It's like I said, it was a great experience. I learned a lot about what it means to be a global citizen and what it means to, you know, do business and even live in another country. I've grown in ways I don't think I would otherwise would have if I hadn't studied abroad. So I definitely would recommend you give it a shot. There's a lot of support that can get you abroad and get you home safely. And yeah, I think it's definitely an experience every student honestly should have. So.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Global Here and Now. We really appreciated hearing about your time in Cork, and it was good talking with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
For prospective and current transfer students in Poole, I hope hearing from Tristan and Justin has inspired you to dream about what is possible for you during your time in the Poole College of Management, especially when it comes to studying abroad. There are three next steps that students can take to start turning the dream into reality. First, explore our website. We have information about all types of programs, including summer and semester programs, as well as how to apply and documents pertaining to course planning. Second, complete a Study Abroad 101 series. This is a short video series that outlines the application process and gives more information about resources available. You can find Study Abroad 101 on the University Study Abroad website or go.ncsu.edu/StudyAbroad101. Finally, meet with Pool Global. Meet with our team early on in your planning. We have appointments available multiple times a week and are eager to connect with you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Global Here and Now, presented by the Pool College of Management at NC State. For more information and to listen to other episodes, please visit our website at go.ncsu.edu/poolglobal. Stay safe, stay well, and stay globally engaged.